The Bomber by Lisa Marklund, read by India Fisher. Prologue. The woman who was soon to die stepped cautiously out of the door and glanced around. The hallway and stairwell behind her were dark. She hadn't bothered to switch on the lights on her way down. She paused before stepping onto the pavement, as if she felt she were being watched. She took a few quick breaths, and for a moment her white breath hung around her like a halo. She adjusted the strap of the handbag on her shoulder and took a firmer grasp of the handle of her briefcase. She hunched her shoulders and set off quickly and quietly towards Yurtgarten. It was bitterly cold, the sharp wind cutting at her nylon tights. She skirted round a patch of ice, balancing for a moment on the curb. Then she hurried away from the street lamp and into the darkness. The cold and the shadows were muffling the sounds of the night, the hum of a ventilation unit, the cries of a group of drunken youngsters, a siren in the distance. The woman walked fast, purposefully. She radiated confidence in expensive perfume. When her mobile phone suddenly rang, she was thrown off her stride. She stopped abruptly, looking quickly around her. Then she bent down, leaning the briefcase against her right leg, and started searching through her handbag. Her movements were suddenly irritated, insecure. She pulled out the phone and put it to her ear. In spite of the darkness and shadows, there was no mistaking her reaction. Irritation was replaced by surprise, then anger, and finally fear. When the conversation was finished, the woman stood for a few seconds with the phone in her hand. She lowered her head, clearly thinking hard. A police car drove slowly past her. The woman looked up at it, watchful, following it with her eyes as it went away. She made no attempt to stop it. She had clearly...